Welcome to Firmi Yerushalmi, holding in Maestros Davov in the Oiz Vador edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Alocha Gimel. We're starting the Firmi with base on the bottom of the two dots. We learned in the Mishnah, the Shita of Reb Shimon, that small Estrogim are not Roy L'Maiser, not obligated in Maiser. It says the word now, Estrogaboyser means a sour Estrog, which is not completely ripened. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, ain't no pre, it's not a fruit. What do you mean it's not a fruit? In order to use it for the Arba Minim. Pri etz hadar. It's not a fruit to be used as part of the lulav. Ve'chachoyim ra'imim pri. Chachoyim say it is a fruit. Says the Gemara Davov and Dalef. Rav Yilu of Yosef b'Shem Ablozer. Asked the Rav Shimon Mishnez Rav Akiva Rabbi. Rav Shimon in our Mishnah and Rav Akiva, it will go in the same sheet. Rav Shimon goes like his Rebbe. Kamoy de Rav Akiva Omar. The same Rav Akiva said, "Ain't no pri. It's not a fruit." Can Rav Shimon or Meir pri? So Rav Shimon says not a fruit. They both consider a small esrog, which is not 100% ripe, and it's not a fruit. Omar b'Yisi. This is really a summary of what we just said. Whatever you can use by a lulav, so you chayv and meiser. And if you can't use it for the lulav, so it's not chayv and meiser. That's the equation. A sivun, so they ask the question. That's the chor not true. This equation is not correct. Harei aminumar, when you have an esrog that has different colors to it. Harei godul betfus, or you have an esrog that they put it into a form, and they made a new form. It doesn't look like an esrog. Harei asui kegadar, or it looks, it's a circle esrog. It looks like a ball. Harei upasul lulav v'chayv b'maisers. In all these cases, you can use it as a lulav as we learn in Masechet Sukkah, but it is chayv b'maiser. It's a regular fruit. So it says more like this. No, mistaber Reb Shimon yoyde Reb Akiva. Reb Shimon will agree to Reb Akiva that it's not a fruit for esrog. Reb Akiva lo yoyde Reb Shimon. Reb Akiva will say for esrog is not a fruit, but it could be it's good enough for maiser. Explains the Gemara. Shimon yodei Rabbi Akiva dichti pri ve'inu pri. Then it says in the Torah pri etzor has to be a fruit. That's not a fruit. Rabbi Akiva lo yodei Rabbi Shimon harei menumar hagadol betfus harei asur kegadar. All the cases we just brought, we see that there's some things with kosher lulav. They're apostle lulav, but they're kosher for meiser. Harei apostle lulav v'chayv meisers. So similarly over here, the fact that Rabbi Akiva said that you can't use that as a fruit doesn't mean it's not chayv and meiser. Says the Gemara, one quotes the Mishnah. We learn in the Mishnah that when you have sour shkedim, so then they are chayav and meiser, not at the same time that sweet shkedim are chayav and meiser. And the opposite is sweet shkedim. So more that explains as we explained in the Mishnah. Chayav shkedim hamorim padur b'misukim. When you have sour shkedim, sour walnuts, so you chayav and meiser, the same stage when they're sweet nuts, you putter. Why? We talk about ketanim, when they're small. Because small sour ones are edible. When they get too big, you don't eat them anymore. Small, sweet ones are not edible until they become big. When you have the sweet ones, when they become big, so then you have a ma'aser, they're edible. But then the marim are too sour, you can't eat them. We're talking about gedolim when they're big. Bishmol Rabbi Yisi said the name of his father. Shkedim hamorim harei elupturim. He says, no. Always sour walnut is potter with a ma'aser, it doesn't matter the size. And even the sweet ones, you're not chayav when they're big, only when the outer shell falls off. Now, Bishwar Abayisi said two things. He said the sour ones, there's no obligation in Meiser, and the sweet ones, only when they lose the outer shell. So says the Gemara, which one of these things that Bishwar Abayisi said did he paskin like? It says the word Sipiroi Amri Bemorim regarding the sour ones that are not chayav and meiser. Habzihu Amri Bemisukim regarding the sweet ones and when the outer shell falls off, then they're chayav. Amar Biyechanon Yoridu like Biyechanon was in Tiferia, which was lower. Tziporiy is a much higher, a higher mountain. When it came down from Tziporiy to Tiferia, Nischayav then the chayav because in Tiferia we hold that sour walnuts is chayav and meiser. The Olu, when they went up back to Tzipori, Kvar Niftur, the potter, because in Tzipori we pass Klav Shvob Abiyasi, that they're not Chayav and Meiser. Continues the Gemara in the Avovim with Beis, Hoyri Rapinchos, Rapinchos, Papaskin, Kvan Shirosh, Loisha, Shapir, Shakliposo, Machitzoino. If he has a basket full of walnuts that he took out before they ripen, and he's waiting for them to get to the full growth, if he sees three of them that the outer shell falls off, they didn't issue Turim, is called a Kupo. That makes the entire Kupo Chayav and Meiser. Omar Amanu will actually eat from Mikupa al Chaverto. Yet, that's only for that basket, not for one basket to another, because one basket doesn't make the other basket Chayav and Meiser. Halochidal Zog de Mishnah. Ve'ezu goyunum lemaisers. What is the goyun that's mechayev and a maiser? What is considered to be the completion of the preparation of the fruit and got fully ready and it's chayev and maiser going forward? Hakishuim ve'adiluim, pumpkins and gourds, mishayef kisu. When you learn the Gemara, it means when you remove the outer hair that grows on them. Vim einom mefakes, if he doesn't take out the outer hair, mishia midarema, once he puts a pile from them. Avatiach melon, mishi shalak, also shalak is removing the outer hair. Vim einom shalak, if he doesn't remove that hair, mishia sev mukze, again creating a pile out of the melons. Yerika negod, when you have vegetables, let's put in a bundle. Mishi yugot, when you make the bundle. Ve'im einoiget, if he doesn't do the bundle, mishi malasakli, when he fills up the vessel. Ve'im einoim malasakli, he doesn't put into a kli, mishi yugol kol tzorka, once he harvests enough. Kalkalo, when you have a basket, mishi chape, once he covers the basket, which means he fills it up and he covered it. Ve'im einoim chape, if he doesn't cover it, mishi malasakli, once he fills up the kli. Ve'im einoim malasakli, he doesn't fill the kli, mishi yugol kol tzorka, once he gathers as much as he needs. All this talk about when he's taking to sell it in the market. If he's going to take it to the house, he can eat arai, which is what Rabbanan allowed you to eat, meaning not a suud, a skeva, a full suud, but arai you could eat until when? Until he reaches the entrance of the house. So it comes out, whatever you sell in the market, the time when your chayav and ma'aser is earlier than when you take it to the house. Take it to the house has to reach the door of the house to be chayav and ma'aser, to be chayav even if you want to eat arai. But when you take it to the market, once you make these piles or each food, wherever you make it, then it's chayav and ma'aser even before you take it, before the time you bring it to the house. And the Gemara is going to explain why when you take it to the market, you're more mach, we have an earlier time for the ma'aser. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Ma'aser's Davov.